from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning, twitching away. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday, September 5th, and a happy birthday to Stacey Dales, weekly contributor, NFL Network. Also just got a nice promotion on her birthday, elevated to senior national reporter with the NFL Network.
Oh, that's great.
Happy birthday, Stacey.
And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
It's 11-0. It's 11-0. Bednar, Holderman, both three yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Chapman, I'm not going to pitch in that situation. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11-0. Seriously. No, you don't have to ask. There's a better question than that. Okay. Seriously. I mean, it's 11-0.
Wow.
Was 11-0. I don't know if you heard.
Derek Shelton.
And
fired.
Thank you very much to Brandon Pryor for his great work.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
Wow.
That's Bill Belichick.
Haven't been that surprised to see Bill Belichick anywhere since I saw him riding bikes.
Or shirtless leaving a house. Whatever. He's Bill.
He's Bill.
He's all over.
And he's back.
And we have the great Lawrence Holmes. And he's here with Dan Bernstein.
It's exciting!
What's up, guys?
David, it looks like you picked the wrong day to go to Wrigley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I went to see Paul Skeens, didn't see Shota. Shame on me. I should have picked Wednesday night. That would have been worth going.
There is no comp in sports to the combined no-hitter. I have been thinking about it since I went to bed last night. And I've been mulling it over, and I have not crowdsourced it. I've just mentioned it on the way in today. Like, there just isn't a comp for something that usually is an individual achievement that is as rare as a no-hitter that can be spread out over others on a team in a way that leaves you feeling, okay, that was fun. Hooray for us. But there are combined shutouts in hockey, but shutouts are fairly common in hockey.
They're fairly common.
They happen all the time.
Right.
Something is as rare as you can't have a combined cycle.
You can't share a hole in one.
Right. You can't share a cycle. You can't share a hole in one.
What about multiple immaculate innings? We don't see that all the time.
Right. But even that, I can't think of maybe there's some other sport where there is such a thing.
I think it's a good point.
I remember, I think.
I just go through it quickly. There's nothing in hockey. There's a hat trick. These are all individual achievements. There's nothing in football that you would combine to do.
A shutout, but it's a shutout.
Yeah, but it's a shutout.
I mean, what about a world record in a relay?
But that's what you're doing, though. you don't happen. It's like if you
that's the point
if it weren't
exercise.
A relay, it's yeah. like if in the middle of an individual race, you'd be like, oh, I can't go anymore. You run instead of me. Oh, look, we set a world record.
We combined for a triple double.
Yeah, it is a truly unique thing in all of sports to look at that and say, hey, we. And as a kid, do you remember? As a kid, the first combined no-hitter that you celebrated or were aware of?
No, I don't. I honestly, like, for me, it's like, oh, that's cool.
The White Sox did it one year. It was the White Sox.
It was.
Yeah.
Can you name any of the pitchers involved?
Philip Umber.
No.
That's good, though.
No, Joe Colley did throw a no-hitter.
He threw a no-hitter.
With seven walks.
Okay. Let me think. Richard Dotson.
Nope. Earlier. It was July 28th. 1976.
Okay.
And the White Sox pitchers walked a record 11 in their combined no-hitter in Oakland.
Wilbur Wood?
No, he was on that staff.
There had to be knuckleballers involved if you're walking 11 and no-hitters.
Nope.
That's crazy.
No knuckleballers. No knuckleballers involved. It was John Blue Moon Odom and Francisco Barrios.
Oh, wow. That's a blast from the past.
Yep.
11 walks.
Yep.
Did they lose the game?
I think they won the game. I don't remember.
That was before pitch counts, so that had to be a change just because of wildness. Or maybe just because they wanted to get the starter out of the game. Blue Moon Odom had run out of gas.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good name for like a children's book.
It does.
Oh, Blue Moon Odom, he ran out of gas.
Yeah, he walked everybody, and they took him out in the fourth.
Well, last night there was no problem or pushback from Shota after 95 pitches, as nor there should have been. There were some boos, though.
I was one of those people booing.
Were you wanting him to stay?
I wanted him to at least go out for the eighth. I get the Craig Counsell is 100% right.
Right.
Of course.
His explanation is, but I at least wanted Shota to go out for the eighth. And part of the reason I wanted him to go out is that even if he loses the combined no-hitter, I want him to hear that ovation when he walks off the mound.
That's a good point.
Yeah, give him the glory walk.
I wondered two things. Number one, if it had been a closer game, would he have gone out for the eighth? It was a blowout. They were safely pull him out of there and see what happens. You wonder if he would have stayed in the game if it was a game that mattered and it was a 1-0 game, perhaps.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I wondered is if they would have been in last place.
Do you send him out there?
Do you send him out there? Because if it's his last start of the season, you don't lose anything by losing him for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, we have to allow Craig Counsell. Like, you have to remember, he's still managing the game.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you're still managing to win the game
so
because
consistent.
You're still in playoff contention.
He thinks he's still in it. We may have other ideas, but he's at least consistent by taking that approach.
Well, how are you going to handle all of these?
We've everything. Look, football's back tonight. Football is back tonight on these airwaves.
Yeah.
There will be actual, real NFL football that counts. So there was some fun in the aftermath of the Cubs combined no-hitter based on who knew what and when. And hearing some of that stuff is going to be entertaining. So we look forward to doing that. Guess who's joining us at 11 o'clock, Mully?
Tell me.
Dave McGinnis.
Oh, excellent.
How about that?
Tell him I said hey.
Mully, you know a lot about football. You've been around the game a long time.
Dave, where did the nickname Big Cat come from?
Well, he got out of that car.
Biggest cat I've ever seen in my life.
That comes from being from Texas.
So he's going to join us at 11. Paul Charchian at 11:25. Matt Bowen at noon. Jason Leisure at 1. What more do you need?
It's football season, boys. Let's go.
Have a great show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.